Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The New York Giants segment of Monday Night Live is presented by EY. The better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works.
I set with Johnson the fullback, Bolden the tailback. See if Brady keeps it again. Going to give for Bolden left. Bolden plows his way in. And he's got the touchdown. Three receivers right. Second and 12 at the Giant 48 for Brady. Play fake again. Brady back to throw. He's under pressure. He's going to get sacked. And the ball is loose. And it's picked up by the Giants. Running down the left sideline. Marcus Golden to the 10, to the 5. Fighting and reaching. Did he break the plate? Yes! Touchdown, Giants! What a play by Golden!
Belichick 12-0 against rookie quarterbacks since the head coach of New England. And they'll wind off the final seconds. The final score from Foxborough, the Patriots 35, the New York Giants 14.
And here are your hosts, Carl Banks and Kim Jones on The Fan.
Monday Night Live at the pub at Empire City Casino, we credit Carl's radio partner, Bob Papa, for that highlight, which included a great play by our next guest, our guest tonight on The Fan, Marcus Golden. Marcus, when you make a play like that, a fumble return, you're a defensive guy, you don't have the ball in your hand a whole lot, how does that play feel?
it felt pretty good. It felt real good. Anytime you can get the ball in your hand as a defensive guy and actually make it to the end zone, that makes it even better. And I used to be an offensive guy, so it felt kind of normal in a way, but it felt good to do it again.
You know what, Marcus? I'm going to have to call Nelly in St. Louis and find out how good of an offensive guy you were, because you looked like you knew how to get to that end zone and stretch that ball out.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to give him a call. I bet he'll tell you a little bit about it. But I was a running back in high school, so I ran the ball in high school and played running back really my whole life growing up. So I was able to go back to them skills quick and make sure I would get to the end zone and do whatever I had to do to help the team win.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, Kim and I were talking off the air before you got on about teams and their identities. And, you know, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, what's the identity of this defense, I couldn't tell you what it was, but you could see over the last couple of weeks that this team is really defensively, it's really starting to find its footing. And if you had to describe the identity of this defense now, how would you describe it?
Really, I describe it as, man, it's a bunch of guys that's motivated and want to win. And anytime you want to do that, it's a bunch of guys that's playing hard and a bunch of guys that got pride in what we're doing. So I feel like these last few weeks we've been able to go out and show that on the field and even in practice. Practice been going great. We're running around in practice and doing everything we got to do just to get better as a defense overall, and it's been paying off a little.
That's the voice of Marcus Golden of the New York Giants here with Kim Jones and Carl Banks on this Monday Night Live broadcast on The Fan. Marcus, I'm curious how you guys were able to hold that New England offense and that quarterback in check. This was a one-score game going into the fourth quarter, largely because the defense did such a great job. How did you do it? What was the key?
I start off, you got to give the coaches the credit, man. You have to give the coaches the credit. They put together a great game plan, and everybody just followed that. And during the week, during practice, everybody was out there flying around, working hard, and doing everything we had to do that we felt like would get us a chance to beat New England and get the win, because we always want to get the win. We're not just trying to get more victories. We want to go out there and get the win, too. So we was able to just go out there and compete. But at the end of the day, it's about winning, and we want to try to make sure we can do that as well.
You know, Marcus, I was in the locker room after the game, and, you know, for a team that would adhere to, like, a losing mentality, those would be the locker rooms where you say, guys, were just comfortable and that they hung in there. But when I'm in that Giant locker room after that Patriot game, every guy that I looked at was disappointed that they lost this game. And that was, this is the type of locker room you want to have. You don't want to have guys that were happy they hung in there against the world champions. I want guys that are upset that they didn't get a chance to finish the job.
Exactly. And that's part of the line I was going at, because I'm that type of guy. And everybody else like that, too. The whole team like that, like you said. And nobody wants to be able to say, oh, we almost beat them, so that's a good game. You know, you want to go out there and win. This is the NFL, no matter how good the Patriots are. And you respect those guys because they have proven that they're one of the best teams in the NFL. But, you know, and if you're going to play in the NFL, you got to go out each week and feel like you can beat whoever that's on the schedule and whoever is put in front of you.
Marcus, I think Giants fans who know a little bit about you know you played for James Betcher in Arizona. He had some outstanding defenses there. How close is this defense to his defense, to the defense that he would imagine as he puts together his scheme and his design for what he wants you all to be?
I feel like that's a question you'll probably have to ask him, but I know from knowing him, I know what he likes, man. Betch, at the end of the day, he wants a bunch of guys that's going to go out there and lay it on the line every play, and get out there, run around, and do whatever you got to do. Lay your body on the line to make plays and try to win the game. And that's how he coaches, and that's how he always been since I played with him in Arizona. And that's how he still is today. He want a bunch of guys to go out there and compete and also work hard to know what you're doing and go out there and put it on the field.
You know, interesting you just said work hard and know what you're doing. I talked to Coach JB a couple weeks ago, and he said the one thing he wants this defense is to be better, you know, week four than they were in week two, and week eight better than they were in week six. And he said something interesting. He said it's not just the work that they put in when they're in the building. It's the work that they have to put in, especially because you have some young teammates that they have to put in the work when they leave the building. Are you sensing that guys are spending more time, you know, in the playbook or studying the scouting report away from the facility?
Yes, I'm sensing that a lot. You can tell just from the mistake board we put up every day, and it shows less and less mistakes every day, and each week is getting better and better. Guys are just doing whatever we got to do just to be able to win. Man, everybody want to win, and I feel like the winning mentality is to make sure you're doing everything that's possible to get out there and win the game. And I can see that every day. Everybody on the team just trying to do whatever they can do so we can get out there and keep people competing and get some wins.
That's the voice of Marcus Golden of the New York Giants. You see him most often on game days chasing the passer around. Marcus, I know you had that injury a couple seasons ago, 2.5 sacks last year, already 5 this year. Are you physically feeling back to the player that you've always expected yourself to be?
Yes, of course. I put in a lot of work just even since the injury. I've been putting in a lot of work in wanting to make sure I get healthy and stand on the pace to make sure I'm able to go out there and compete each week. And I feel like I've been doing that. And that's the focus. I try not to think too far ahead. I'm a week-to-week guy. And right now I feel real great, and I just want to keep getting out there and keep competing.
Marcus, like I said, 5 sacks already. 12.5 is your career high back in 2016. Can you get there? Can you have a career high in sacks this season, given that unit that you're playing with right now?
We'll see. Of course, I'm motivated to keep going and taking it one game at a time. But at the end of the day, I just got to stay focused one game at a time and keep doing what I'm doing in practice every day and working hard and taking care of myself and competing to help my team win. And that's what I want to do. And at the end of the year, we'll be able to look at everything and look back on everything.
Well, you guys got your first look at the Arizona Cardinals, and can you share a little bit about what their offense poses to your defense? What type of threats they are?
Oh, you got it. You know, they're a competitive team. They had a great offense performance last week, and they went out there and was competitive with the Falcons. And you got to respect the quarterback. He went number one overall for a reason. He's a rookie, but he's looking real good out there. Kyler Murray, he's looking real good on film. He's quick, got a good arm, and they got a good offensive line. They've been playing real well the last couple weeks. And I know a lot of those guys. I know DJ Humphries. He's a real good offensive lineman. Great. I consider him great just because I went against him a lot in practice, so I'm excited to get out there and compete against him and David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald, a lot of my old teammates. I'm excited to see him, but most of all, I'm excited to get out there and compete against him.
Do you have a handle? I'm sorry, Carl. No, go ahead. Do you have a handle on what it's going to be like to chase around Kyler? I mean, he is. I don't need to tell you the quickness that Carl's laughing. The quickness of that guy. It just seems like it could be a nightmare.
He's a real quick guy. He's a real quick. But at the end of the day, we all professional athletes, and so you look forward to competing against guys like that and competing against quick guys and guys that's considered some of the best players in the NFL. So we're excited about it, and got a lot of respect for him. He's been working hard, and you can tell on film he's getting better each week, but we're excited to get out there and be able to have a chance to get after him.
Marcus, I think this is our last question. It's a bit of a softball, but I'm just curious how you'll answer it. I've long respected Larry Fitzgerald. Way back in the day, I voted for him for the Heisman Trophy. I know that's way back in the day, but I'm old. But a moment on Larry. You mentioned you'll get to see him Sunday, obviously, but is he as special a guy as he comes across?
Oh, man, he's super special. He's all around just a great guy, man. Since I first met him as a young rookie coming in the NFL, he's been the same and treat you the same no matter who you are. And just all around great guy. I was telling the story about how my rookie year I had just got up there. I didn't have no one to retweet my dreadlocks for me. And Larry started cracking jokes on me, telling me I needed to get my hair did. You know, he liked to have his hair all clean. And he actually hooked me up, got my hair paid for, and got my hair did. And I was able to find me a hairstylist in Arizona. So he's a great all around guy, man. And he always gave me a helping hand when I was in Arizona.
Awesome.
That's a terrific story. We love that story.
He's Larry is a class act.
Yeah, he is. Yes, absolutely. But I like that, Marcus. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you good luck against Arizona and for the rest of the season, Marcus.
Thank you,
Marcus.
All right,
thanks a lot. Great talking to you guys.
All right.
Carl, he's impressive.
He is.
I can see where if you're James Betcher, I can first of all understand wanting to have some of your guys on your defense. I mean, that only makes sense. I can now see more clearly, to be fair, why that was one of his guys.
Because,
and I mean, that's impressive, and he's impressive on the field. He's been terrific.
When you listen to him, he's a head down, get my job done type of guy. He gets it. He's not. You don't hear him talking about being sack happy. You asked him, well, do you think you can get to it? Hey, look, I just want to continue to work.
I sense he wants to, though.
Of course. Why wouldn't you when you get that taste? But he's about team.
Yep.
He's about helping the team. And that's what you love about him, because you have a guy who's got a really good skill set. And you can see his leadership starting to emerge by example. And he just he won't raise his head up. He just keeps his head down and continues to work.
Works. Yeah. And I know motor is sometimes overused, but he and other guys on that defense play with a great motor, and that matters. That matters in football. It seems to me a coach who knows he can count on that from a player is already ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
And that's a big deal. It's a very big deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.